Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to episode 406 on the Get Married podcast. And we are so excited to be here with you today with a brand new episode. It's going to be actionable. We're going to talk about our favorite tools, which we talk about a lot, but I just think you can never talk about them too much. But I am excited to talk about this. So we're chatting anxiety loopholes, more specifically anxious thoughts, not specifically clinical anxiety. We're talking just, you know, your everyday anxiety that we all feel every now and then. And how can we better manage this?
Yeah. Well, because I think, you know, it's probably more prevalent than ever, this topic, because of social media and because we have access to so much of the world, like so much information. I mean, a lot of people may think, you know, I'm just not going to look at any other information. I'm not going to look at the news because it makes me feel so bad and I feel so anxious. Whereas I think it's quite important to stay informed with the world and what's going on, but we need to manage how we respond to it, and we need to manage our anxiety and not let us take us. Because, you know, this information is important, like climate change, for example. Yeah, reading about climate change is depressing and scary and creates anxiety and ruins my day, but it's important because, you know, this is for future generations, especially. Like if we're having children, we should be deeply caring about this topic and making small changes where we need and becoming more empowered and more actionable. But we need to get the knowledge first. Mm. But how do we get the knowledge and not let it take us down this kind of like, get us in this thought loophole and take us down this really dark space in our mind that then kind of stops you from doing anything? You know, you don't want to leave the house. You get really down. You feel sad and depressed. So you don't even end up, you know, living life. This is what this is about. And I think the coolest thing is that, you know, with awareness of the mind-body connection and the tools we're going to talk about it, big surprise, it's yoga, you know, it feels very doable and easy.
Yeah, definitely. I guess like this is where we should discuss like what is the mind-body connection, because I think it is a bit of a, can also almost be like a bit of a buzzword, and it kind of just gets thrown around. But let's just talk about it in its most like simplest form and give you like a very obvious example of how the mind and the body are actually connected and they're not separate from one another. They do impact each other, because just thinking about it, thinking about how your mind thinks thoughts, think of maybe potentially, let's reflect on a happy thought. That's a nice idea. So take yourself back to a happy moment. Maybe it was like a birthday party, or someone did something really nice for you, or I don't know, your morning coffee and that first sip, and it just made you think great thoughts. And then you're thinking about these thoughts, these happy thoughts. And even now you're reflecting on this happy moment in your head as a thought. Okay. How is it now making you feel now that you've thought these thoughts for a good 10 seconds, only 10 seconds? Did it change how you feel? Were you now feeling lighter, happier? Were you taken back to that moment where you felt happiness and now you're feeling happiness in your present moment? Okay, so your thoughts impacted your feelings. All right, now how you feel will probably impact actions, steps, deeds that you take. And so this is a mind-body connection. So what was once a thought, A tiny little thing floating around in the mind became a feeling, and then the feeling led you to take some kind of action. Vice versa. Have you ever kind of, I guess, just in your body felt like tired or like your shoulders rounded and you were really unaware of your posture and you just were kind of slumping on the couch and you just like felt really flat and you're not really sure why because there was no reason. You're just like, ugh. But then you start to realize, hang on a minute, I've just been sitting on the couch all day. Like, maybe that's why I feel flat. Like, maybe if I do something, maybe if I move, it could change how I feel. And then you just get up and then you do like 10 star jumps or you go for a walk and how you feel changes. Mm. And now because how you feel has changed, your thoughts have also changed. Now you're not like, why am I doing it? Now you're just like, cool, like I did that. Now I feel really great and I feel really, I'm going to go like do something wonderful.
Well, I think to put it simply, the mind-body connection, you know, it is all about how our thoughts and feelings directly impact our physical health and vice versa. So like our physical health and our physical state impacts our mental state and our mental state impacts our physical state. Mm. So it's like, yeah, if you don't exercise ever, if you are very sedentary, this can lead to lower feelings. Like this can lead to depression. This can lead to more anxiety because what exercise does and movement does is it, what's that word? It turns on the neurotransmitters and releases. The happy feel good releases the feel good hormones. I mean, and this is just one tiny thing and there's many, many other things that happen. Like, you know, the actual systems of the body, like they interplay. It's like a conversation, isn't it? And this is why this whole, you know, I guess in the last, especially probably 20 years, I guess, or 10 years, this whole big thing about, you know, it's not just about physical health. Mental health is super important. And it was so taboo for so long. So it's really great that, you know, it is more of a topic of conversation. But I think sometimes we can get bogged down in the, like, it's impossible to get out of this kind of feeling. Whereas I think if we take that self-responsibility and feel empowered with these simple tools, we can take better care of ourselves.
Mm.
And that's why, you know, when you learn about this and when you get empowered by this, you are more motivated to go on that daily walk, to press play on that yoga class, that Pilates class. And we're not even talking like a full hour. You can do 15 minutes and you will feel a shift in your mental health. And I mean, and that's it. Like when you get in these like loopholes of anxiety about thinking about this and that and this and that and they're the same thing, they're this and that over and over again, spinning, 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 taking you darker and lower, or maybe it's more like flighty and higher and feeling that sickness in your belly even. And like that's the whole connection thing again. It's like when you feel all these anxious thoughts, then you begin to feel sick in your belly, sick in your body. And if we just had the awareness to then be like, hang on a minute, I'm feeling this anxiety. What can I do to shift it? All right, I can go walk around the block. All right, I can hit play on the class. And better yet, if we strengthen this mind-body connection, if we strengthen these practices, so we don't even wait for the anxiety to come, we hit play on the yoga class. We do the meditation. We do the breath work. We do it before. Mm. So then it's like this, you know, you're more aware because these practices bring awareness to the connection and you kind of are strengthening that aspect of you, that the physical stuff is already done. Therefore, the anxiety may not, I'm going to say may not, get so bad, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's this whole idea of you do the practice to help you in life. Like this is what I'm always saying, like with yoga, like we don't do yoga. We don't do meditation like to get good at meditation, like to become a good meditator. It's not really the point of meditation. Like it's nice to feel like meditation is easy breezy and you're like, I'm really good at this now. Like, cool. That's because you've practiced. But it's not really the main benefit. Like the main benefit is then how this ripples out into life and how it helps you deal with real life situations. And so one thing that used to cause you anxiety or whatever it might have caused you, anger, impatience, you know, now it's not causing you that anymore because you have a better awareness of how you are impacted, how you feel, because you notice it. Because meditation makes you more present. It makes you more aware. It allows you to realize how you're feeling more quickly rather than let it get out of hand and kind of explode. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm so anxious. Whereas, you know, if you're more aware, if you're self-aware, you catch it on earlier, you catch that initial thought and you go, whoa, like, where did that come from? Hang on a minute.
And let me
check in with that thought.
Yeah. And really, in the end, it allows you to feel more joy, doesn't it? Like, because when we're feeling all these anxiety thoughts, there's no space for joy. And I feel like this is really what our world is missing right now. Like, there's a lack of joy, even in the privileged, you know, where our world is on paper safe. Like, I feel like a real lack of, like, you know, we might feel it, but I feel like, you know, the generalizing, like our society doesn't feel as joyful as it used to, perhaps. So maybe this is where it's like, okay, and that's another thing. That's another action step, you know? Like, what can you do to feel more joy? And like, what allows you to feel more joy? Because sometimes it's like we hyper-focus on all these negative emotions. I mean, they're all part of life. It's not like one is good and bad. Like, it just is what it is. And emotions and feelings, like there's space for them all. But can we also be like, okay, I've got this action to deal with this anxiety. What's my action to welcome more joy?
True.
What makes me happy? And, you know, it's not usually a scroll on Instagram, and it's not usually maybe like you get that dopamine hit from buying that new dress, but it doesn't last long.
No. Well, I think the thing is, it's like almost like the tools that we're talking about. So, you know, knowing to, when you catch that anxious thought, okay, can you slow down the breath? Like, does that help you? And this is the thing, like, you know, we give you these, we're talking about these tools, but also check in, like, does it help you? Like, did it actually help? Because I feel like also, you know, there's a lot of tools around and people can say, do this, do that. But if it doesn't help, it's like, it's okay. That one doesn't work for you. Like, there's other tools out there. Some of us do better with a deep breath or 5 minutes of pause. Some of us do better with 10 burpees on the mat or plank hold. Like, we're all different. And so it's up to you to kind of work out, well, what is your remedy? Like, what's your suite of tools? And you pick and choose and you hold on to the ones that work for you. And the only way we know that they work is if we give them a try, if we give them a little bit of a practice. But I will say that if you think meditation doesn't work for you, maybe just keep practicing, because I don't know if that's true. Because I just think the world that we live in is on like hyperactivity, go, 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 more, 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 do, 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 do. So the contrast feels uncomfortable. The contrast feels yuck. The contrast feels gross. I don't want to sit here and do nothing. I need to go, 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 do, 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 be, 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 more, more, more. And actually, sometimes what we need is that contrast, is that uncomfortability initially. And then as you practice, it becomes easier and easier and easier. And I mean, that it's the truth. Like, not all these, like, we're not saying these tools are easy. Like, you know, starting a new habit isn't easy, but we have to take the step and we have to push through that initial resistance to actually feel the benefit. The first time is probably not going to feel easy, but it's in the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth that we actually feel the benefit. So if you don't like meditation, if you're feeling uncomfortable, and I'm just talking especially meditation, because I feel like moving is like, we get it, obvious. exercise is important. We need to move our bodies. And even if we're not doing it, we still get it. We still know that exercise is good for us. But is staying still good for us? Is creating a moment of stillness good for us? Is creating a moment where we breathe deeply good for us? Yes. And we don't prioritize it.
No. Well, because it's because of our phones, especially.
I hate the phone.
Because like, it's like every time we have a moment of stillness, we literally pick up that thing.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wild, I think.
We make the like, moment of stillness unstill again.
Yeah.
Like, in a flash.
It's so crazy. I mean, like I notice it all the time and I need to get better at it. And I know on this podcast, I always am saying it like, yeah, you have a moment of nothingness and what do? I go and pick up my phone and then I have a world of everythingness in the palm of my hand.
And it brought nothing. You have a world of everything and it brings you nothing. Whereas like you have a moment of nothing and it brings you everything.
Yeah, that's so true. That's profound.
Thank you. Put that in a quote box.
Share it. Oh, gosh. Well, we want to hear how do you move through your anxious thoughts? What do you do? Do you press play on a yoga class or do you go to a studio? Do you go for your walk? Let us know. Do you meditate? That's a good question.
Yeah. Let us know. Maybe. Oh, all right. Well, we should go do a meditation or something.
Yeah, do something. Okay, bye.
Bye.